Track 5, Nina Nana. ITV's arts editor tells how she is building confidence one swimming stroke at a time.
I have a confession. The theme of the magazine this month is the Broads, and indeed they are one of the most beautiful things about Norfolk, one of the things that brings people here and keeps them here. When we first moved here a decade ago, we would religiously hire a boat and chug out onto the waterways, getting to the middle of a broad and sitting back, sipping champagne and having sandwiches. And of course, crisps, lots of crisps. I have a problem with crisps. We would squabble over who was going to be in charge of the navigation, and we would always park up at Howe Hill. Yes, I know the correct terminology is not park, but bear with me, as I say, I'm not very nautical. And then make our way to the top of the hill like something out of a Jane Austen novel. Though, to be honest, I don't recall any boats in her books, though picnics on hills did feature. And there we would sit and dine once more, and yes, eat more crisps. These were some of the most glorious moments that we had here in summer. But since we lost Steve, I have to be honest, my heart has gone out of it. I don't think I could bear the thought of getting on the boat without seeing him at the front organising us and setting off. You see, the thing is, I am not too keen on water. Not the showering kind, you'll be pleased to know, I do manage to do that every day. But I mean being in water and swimming. It's a bit of a stereotype about Indian people generally not wanting to or not being able to swim. But I really do think there's something to it. It was unthinkable for us to raise our daughter without her having swimming lessons, and now she's an amazing swimmer. Steve, as a surfer in New Zealand, was brilliant in the water. But I was always standing on the beach and watching them as they swam with the seals in Waxham. These were glorious times. I went in sometimes, but could never shake off the fear of drowning. When we lost him, I made a vow that I would start taking swimming lessons and build up my confidence. Don't get me wrong, I can swim. I just don't like it very much. I'm just not confident enough. So a few months after we lost Steve, I found a swimming instructor and off I went. I stuck with it. She was lovely. But the actual act of swimming was something that I never felt really comfortable with. I'm just such an Indian stereotype, I would laugh with her. But my sister can't really swim either, neither can my mum. However, the people I would see in the pool, who she would be teaching or who would be having lessons at the same time, all had astonishing stories. There was the man trying desperately to get into the Navy, something that required him to tread water for 2 minutes. Yes, 2 whole minutes. I could generally manage 20 seconds. I cannot imagine ever being able to tread water for 2 minutes without thinking, this is it, I'm going down. Then there was someone else who'd been abused by a parent and had suffered severe injuries on a leg. They too were learning to swim. What I learned was you can do anything you want if you put your mind to it and really want to do it. And for me, the driving force was being back on that beach in Waxham with my daughter running into the sea and me not being able to get in with her. I told her, now your dad is not around, it's down to me to swim with you and the seals. I do get in, but I'll never be able to swim like Steve or Mimi. And even though my natural instincts for water is to avoid where possible, I will persevere. I miss the seals.